Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RT.ie. I think it's about a year ago we started talking and getting calls about vaping and e-cigarettes, and it was clear, I think, from the week of discussion in and out that a lot of people in Ireland were on e-cigarettes, and now they were not regulated, and a lot of people were arguing they didn't need to be regulated because they were saving their lives by getting them off cigarettes. But now, as you know, there's a debate raging. Dublin Bus have banned them for some reason. Ian Road Éireann have banned them for some reason. They say it upset other passengers. And a number of hospitals say they banned them. But Padraigín, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You were in hospital.
I was.
And you saw somebody.
I didn't. This is my first time seeing the e-cigarettes. I thought the lady was sitting between me and the window. I thought to her, and I said it was a warm day. I couldn't be seeing her breath.
Uh-huh.
It was funny, really. And you know, I thought it was cold air or something.
And she was using one of these e-cigarettes.
Oh, yes, very, very much. And very quite often as well in the ward.
But was she upset? Was she affecting anyone else?
Well, I don't. Nobody seemed to say anything. I took notice because it was the first time I saw one.
And what did you think? Did you... You say you could smell it.
No, but I think there must be something in them to compensate from the real cigarettes. There must be something like it.
And then, of course, because there's no smoke, you can use them in hospitals without being spotted.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because your fellow patient wasn't spotted. I have Anne Layden on the line as well. Anne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You think they're brilliant?
Well, I think they're fantastic. They really helped me. Now, I haven't smoked for about a year and a half. I gave them up, and I did it for health reasons, for cost reasons, and I haven't smoked, and I wouldn't dream of even picking up a cigarette now. I actually find them, even the thought of cigarettes actually repulses me, and I just would get sick even the thought of smoking now. But I use the e-cigarette all the time.
Now, Padraigín was saying she saw somebody smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, using an e-cigarette in a hospital. Do they interfere with other people? Is there smoke? Is there?
Well, I've never had anyone say it to me. Mostly it's fascination and what is it? And you know, they do emit vapors, but it disappears almost instantly. You know, it's never there. And I've never had a smell. Nobody's ever said, "Oh, that smells," or "There's no smell off it." You know. And nobody has ever said it to me, though I wouldn't really do it. I suppose I'd do it mostly. I'd be at home when I would use my e-cigarette.
Well,
but I've had it in restaurants.
That I saw. But
yeah,
I sympathise terribly with people who are addicted to cigarettes, you know. And if it helps them to come off them, it's wonderful.
Yeah, they are absolutely fabulous.
Yes, if anything will help, addiction is terrible.
His addiction is awful. But I was at a dinner party recently and I was smoking it, and I was sitting beside a chemist, and he had turned to me and he said, "You know, the jury's out on those." He said, "We don't know how healthy they are. We're not allowed to sell them." And I said, "I believe that." I said, but then I explained to them, after I'd given up cigarettes, I decided I wanted to get fit as well, because two years previous to that, I was climbing Mount Brandon, and I found it so, I struggled going.
But
Anne, stay there for a sec, Padraigín. But Anne, I think Padraigín made the point. Did you say they look ugly? Is that what you said, Padraigín?
They look ugly to me too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
This is my question.
My point there is, I joined Fit for Life. I run 7K twice a week without, you know, no problem, where I struggled climbing Mount Brandon two years ago.
I know the whole thing about smoking and that argument is beyond debate at this stage about the evils of smoking. But did anyone ever object? You said you were at a dinner party and you had one. Anyone ever object or say, "Oh, I don't even like to look at anyone inhaling one of them"?
Now, they've refined the actual kit that you get, and you can get a slimmer version of it. Some of them are sort of, they look big and they do look a bit ridiculous. But they have refined the kit now, and it's a slim, not so large an object. But I mean,
one of the arguments Ian Road Éireann and Dublin Bus used was they said other passengers objected to people using the e-cigarettes.
I don't think
on
I'd like to sit
to
beside
them?
Somebody who would be smoking them. You know.
Say again, Padraigín.
I don't think I'd like to sit beside somebody who would be smoking them.
Why? You know? Why?
Well, still, I would tolerate them at the same time, because I'd have a feeling for the person, you know. I'd be sympathetic towards the person as well, you know?
Yeah. I'd love to know who objected on the trains and the buses, because the only stuff we've been getting on trains about the last year is the overcrowding on trains, and that seemed to be tolerated fairly liberally, judging by the photographs we got in. But I'd love to know who on a bus or who on a train would object to somebody using an e-cigarette when there's no emission or other reason to object.
You see, Joe, you might see, you will see the vapours, but they'll disappear as quickly. But, I mean, I don't know of anyone who would blow it straight into someone's face or, you know, anywhere at somebody, you know. Well, but you'd want to be rather close to them before you'd actually even get it. You wouldn't even sense it, I don't think, you know. Nobody has ever objected. Now, I don't smoke it incessantly, or vape, not smoke it. I don't use it incessantly, but nobody has ever objected in anywhere that I've ever been.
But
mostly people would be fascinated.
If somebody is smoking an e-cigarette, and in the distance, somebody else might think, oh, they're smoking here, they might take out a real cigarette. Would that,
yeah, I know,
that
I often
danger
thought
there
that
too?
Sometimes.
I've
when seen somebody here and I thought...
vapour, because I thought it was a real cigarette when I saw the vapour. I was very stupid, really. I hadn't seen them before, you know.
The Mater Hospital, Mater Hospital, their PR company said that, I've just been on to say, the using of e-cigarettes or the vaping of e-cigarettes is banned in the Mater Hospital.
Yeah, well, I think it should be banned in all hospitals.
But I just wondered, did they just ban it because of the word cigarette being involved in the process? Because, as your friend Anne said, the pharmacist said, the jury is still out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what he said. Maybe they're not sure what's in them. And when I had told him that I am quite fit and my fitness came back so quickly after giving up cigarettes and vaping the e-cigarette, that he said, well, that's a good case for it, you know, that there was no, it doesn't look like it's damaging me in any way.
But it must be some form of a drug at the same time. And no matter what kind of a drug you take, it has a side effect. I think if I was a smoker, I'd give them up totally and I wouldn't go substitute.
That's the battle part.
Because I'd be afraid.
That is.
Yeah, but there'd be some little bit of a drug of some sort in it, you know.
But it's so addictive, that's the problem. Okay, thanks indeed, Anne Layden. Thanks indeed, Padraig. Let me bring in...
Joe,
yes, Padraig.
I want to say something to you.
Go ahead.
I met you one time.
Okay.
In 1994.
Oh, you have a great memory, Padraig.
In Giant Stadium.
Oh, at the Ireland-Italy game. We were working on the Gay Byrne show then.
You were Gay Byrne.
Yeah.
I won the trip that time to the World Cup.
Oh, well done, Padraig. Great to see
you. You might forget me, but I haven't forgotten you, darling.
And I haven't forgotten you either, Padraig.
A lovely hug from Gay.
Oh, great.
On the day.
You won't forget that in a hurry.
And when you see him, wish him well from me.
I will. He's back on his feet.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Padraig. Good health to you. Yeah. Thanks indeed. That's Padraig. Paul, good afternoon. Hello, Paul and Enniscorthy. Let me go to Brian and Ballinteer. Brian, are you there?
Yes, Joe.
You say...
I'm very much here.
If a good man. E-cigs should be banned.
Of course they should be banned, actually. If the people that are buying them would realise, actually, if they're trying to get off cigarettes, they won't get them off cigarettes. They'll tell you now for a while, oh, they're cutting them down and all this business, actually. It's the nicotine that's in the blooming things, and they are dangerous to people beside them. I don't care what the doctors say or anything like that. There's no doctors shouting out, reporting them. I'll just give you a quick rundown, Joe. I've been smoking since I was 13, and I'm 72 years of age now, right?
Yeah.
I gave up the cigarettes after many, many, many years, actually. I ended up smoking something like... Now, I did say 80 before, but I think it was about 60. I was exaggerating, but I did smoke 60 a day. Packed them up for 14 years, was delighted with myself, and stupidly went back on them for about 7 or 8 years. I'm off cigarettes since January last year, and I haven't smoked a cigarette since. Now, it's the nicotine that's killing the people, right? Because it's getting into their lungs and everything. They
it's
include
also
that.
Yeah, it's also the smoke and the effects
of the
tobacco.
Yes,
what's
and
in
there
the tobacco.
Is smoke coming out from them. And I tell you, in order to give up cigarettes, the one tip I'd give anyone would be get their mind on the it's their brain that's telling them they're craving for nicotine. Get their mind onto their brain and tell them I'm not going to smoke in a year's time. They're building factories now for these, as far as I know, down in Cork, and they're all delighted, you know. But it's another way of the government making money. They're so bloody slow in doing it.
Well, there's now,
I'm not hitting on politics here now. Against one, against the other. But the only good thing that Fianna Fáil did do, well, amongst the many other things, was banning the cigarettes. Now, for God's sake, they shouldn't have any big reports on this. And they take so long now to make...
I want to let Seamus come in and talk to you, Brian. Two questions I want to ask you. One, how many times... did you try to give up cigarettes before you got that big break?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Brian.
Okay, I'll tell you how many times. About 25 times.
My God.
Maybe more.
And what worked in the end?
What worked in the end? I just said to myself, I've had enough, right?
Yeah.
And I just said to myself, though, what could make me give them up? I've offered them for 14 years. How the hell did I go back at them? Was stupidity. What made me give them up simply was... I said, maybe your mind is working. Somebody told me that your mind contributes to what you call it, to cravings of cigarette, I've no willpower at all. Truthfully, I'm the weakest will in the world. But I said, I'll pick a date, not Christmas, not the New Year. I'll pick a date, 6 months, and I'll join the next 6 months smoking, which I did. And then I gave them up after the 6 months, and I've never gone back on them in 10 years.
Okay, but you're totally... Seamus is on the line. Seamus, you gave up smoking.
No. I've tried every known medical thing, patches, this, that. I've tried everything, and I could not give cigarettes up.
Okay.
About 5-6 weeks ago, I bought a VIP let-on cigarette, as I do call it, and I haven't touched the smoke since, Joe. And now maybe I'm clapping myself in the back, but I'm delighted that I gave them up. And I don't know what is the big stink about this cigarette. I'm off them. I've tried for years. I'm smoking 20-odd years. And I smoked a lot. I spent a lot of cigarettes. This show cost me €50. On Saturday, I went down to the chemist. I bought a packet of cartridges, 5 cartridges, for €14.99. And that is equivalent... of 200 cigarettes. Now, I don't want to get addicted to this thing,
mm-hmm.
but I know it's in me pocket.
Okay.
If I get in bad form or, you know, peed off or whatever, I pull it out of me pocket, I have a pull or two of it, and it goes back in. Now, I don't think I'm doing any harm to anyone or that man on the
Brian,
radio there, just
Brian.
Brian, giving out stink about them. He's grand, Joe. He's off them 7 years.
Well, I can guarantee you, you'll be on them before 7 years is up. You'll be back on them. That's nicotine you're inhaling. You didn't give up cigarettes. You took
an alternative. I'm not inhaling this.
No, but don't get me wrong. I don't care what you're saying.
I took it out of my pocket twice today, Brian.
I'd love you. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll say a prayer for you that you stay on them.
I can only say
this much. You will get cancer from it eventually.
Look at the man that was on
the television on the Late Late Show. Christ almighty, that would have been a frightening thing for me.
Well, that was I presume you're talking about the late Jerry Collins,
but he
was smoking. He was smoking, yes. And Brian...
He was inhaling nicotine, Joe.
And smoke.
And nicotine, it's packed with nicotine. And the government, the people are delighted because they have themselves convinced they're off cigarettes. They're not off.
What would you tell me to do, Brian? I'll
tell you, enjoy the pull of that. But if you get addicted to it, I can't be blamed.
What I'm asking you, listen, no, what I'm saying to you is,
stop smoking.
You're an experienced man and you're older and wiser.
Yes.
I'll throw this let-on cigarette in the bin now. What are you telling me to do?
What am I telling you to do? Don't throw it in the bin. Enjoy it for the next 6 months and then put a date in your mind and get your head in it.
I've done it.
That this
I've is done
going
it.
To cause you
I've
cancer.
Done it 10, 20 times. New I'd Year's Eve
20,
and you'd have a few jars.
I'd say 25 times. I could be misleading you. I gave them up 100 times. And I was 14 years off them. Why shouldn't I have stayed off them then? I went back on them another 10 years. And finally, 10 years ago, I stopped it. I was going mad. I was running up the walls and everything.
Yeah.
But I know in my heart and soul, I got my lungs checked and examined. And you know what the doctor said? You're lucky you got away with it. That's all. And I wish to God that I wasn't on the phone telling you to stop smoking that thing, actually.
You and did you have a scare or anything?
Up,
that's
by
why
the
you
way.
Gave
you're,
them up.
You're a superman to give them up, believe it or not. It's to be really accredited to you, quite honestly.
Oh, well, I'm delighted with myself, but it's just, I'm starting to get a bit of a pain. People listening, giving out about these
e-cigarettes. I was blue in the face. Everyone that's smoking today, I promise you this, they're going mad to give up cigarettes. They do anything to give up cigarettes. But what they're doing with these bloody companies now, they're putting people onto this little imitation cigarette that's driving, what do you call it, nicotine down their throat.
And so, but isn't that a good point, Seamus? Because in the UK recently, where they've decided to ban them for banned sales for under of these e-cigarettes to under 18s, one of the worries was that the companies are producing peppermint flavour, muffin flavour, vanilla.
Yeah.
And the impression was that they were aiming this at a younger age group to try and get a new market of non-cigarette smokers.
Yeah. Give them up, whatever you do.
If you can in your heart and soul, enjoy your puff of those for the next 6 months and then stop it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying not. To get
Brian,
I've seen people walking around with this in their hand and they're holding it like a pen. I don't want to do that.
No, Brian,
honest to God, I swear I'm not slagging you or anything like that. And if I saw you one tomorrow, I'd say, well done, you give up the cigarettes and you took up this. It's just another form of smoking. I really mean it.
Yeah, but the problem... Brian, hang on. The problem is that number of respected medics in the business say it is not as dangerous as smoking. Nicotine in itself, it isn't.
They're banning the cigarettes for those things.
I know.
And now they're going to put them on prescription.